Our gospel story this morning is from the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. So, I have actually never been fishing, but I've spent enough time on boats to suspect that it must be an exhausting job. Maintaining your boat, maintaining your nets, sailing to a spot with enough fish but not too many other boats competing for them, pulling up the weight of a net heavy with water and fish, distributing the weight of those fish so you don't capsize, getting yourself back to shore, and if you're rowing your boat, that's going to be harder at the end of the day with the added weight of your catch. And then once you do get back to shore, you still need to unload your fish and probably transport them somewhere, home or to a market, and restock your supplies and clean your nets. I can imagine that at the end of his workday, catching fish, Simon would have been very sore and very tired and very eager to rest for the night. Wouldn't you have been ready for bed? Not Jesus. Nope. Jesus often has a very annoying habit of not sharing our plans. We want to call it a night. Jesus wants us to go back to work. We want to have fun. Jesus wants us to minister to people who make us uncomfortable. We want to rest satisfied that we have done enough. Jesus wants us to understand that there is more yet to be done. We want to keep on doing what we've always done. Jesus wants us to change our traditions to let more people in. It's really annoying. Simon's life would have been a lot easier and a lot quieter and probably a lot longer if it hadn't been for his friendship with Jesus. Simon could have gone home and eaten dinner and collapsed into his recliner and fallen asleep watching reruns of MASH until his alarm went off early the next morning to go back to the boat and start the process all over again. But instead, Jesus asks him to let down his nets again. The nets he just cleaned. The nets he's been working with all day. The nets that have led to his sore muscles. The nets that have worked him so hard that he's hungry and tired. Come on, Jesus. Can't this wait until tomorrow? when I'm rested, after I've had a good breakfast, in a good mood from reading the funny pages at the back of the newspaper, in clean clothes that don't smell like salt and fish, with an extra large coffee in hand. Following the call of Jesus isn't something that we do just on the weekends, or on our days off, or when we've got some extra time on our hands. We are called to follow Jesus at the end of the workday, wherever we are. We are called to follow Jesus every day. Simon tries to object. He says, No. I'm a sinner. I'm not good enough. I'm not the kind of person who can do God's work. I bet Jesus laughed at him. God's work isn't limited to missionaries and priests and nuns and people who run charities and people who go to seminary and study Greek and use pretentious phrases like the irresistible apokatastasis of eschatological erasure. Yes, those are real words. I mean, at the end of the day, none of us is good enough to do God's work. That's why God calls everyone. Yes, everyone. Every one of us. Even you. Yes, you. Jesus uses fishing metaphors with Simon because he's a fisherman. Jesus tells Simon, look, you know how to fish for fish. It's kind of like that, but now you're going to fish for people. We can do God's work anywhere. You can be faithful anywhere. And neighborly, and gracious, and forgiving, and friendly, and you can seek justice, and love kindness, and walk humbly with the Lord. God's work does not stop for the night when you're tired. How do you model Christ in Kroger, or on 23, or at book club, or over beers at OG, or coffee at the Owl? Do you talk about church with people other than our own church's members? Do you forget about loving your neighbor as soon as that one politician you think is completely stupid and wrong says or does something you don't like? When was the last time you invited someone to join us on Sunday morning? Do you leave the Holy Spirit behind here in the sanctuary when you leave worship? Jesus calls us to serve God and to invite people of all kinds to experience God's love. And Jesus does not just call us on Sundays. Jesus calls us when we're tired, when we're living our everyday lives. When Jesus shows Simon his power through the abundant catch of fish, it isn't just Simon who experiences God. It takes a second boat to pull up the day's catch. The fruits of our lives aren't always as obvious as a net full of fish that needs two boats to get the catch to shore. We can't see the results of our words or our actions. Maybe we won't really reach anyone this week, but maybe next week we'll do one thing that really matters. The net doesn't always come up so heavy. But God still calls us to preach the gospel at all times, using words when necessary. God still calls us to let down our nets. So let down your net, whatever it may be. There is work to be done. There are fish to catch.